Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C. at the United States Senate. Our guest today, United States Senator Jackie Rosen, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety, too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
The 7th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are delighted to welcome back to the program last year Congresswoman, this year Senator Jackie Rosen. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
It is a pleasure to be here.
Let's hit a couple of things that are in the news today. The president gave a press conference this morning talking about the ceasefire that Turkey and Russia are going to maintain. U.S. is lifting sanctions. The president is taking credit for all of this. What are your thoughts on this situation?
Well, it is a rapidly evolving, changing situation. We have to continue to monitor it. I hope that a ceasefire holds. You know, it's so volatile in the Middle East. We have to be sure that we're protecting our ally Israel, that we're defending ourselves against Iran or other things in the area that are coming up, ISIS or Al-Qaeda. So there's a lot of interest that we need to worry about. And so diplomacy is what we need to do now, have a strategic plan going forward, working with our allies and partners to protect us, not just in the region, but here at home.
Are you surprised that we haven't heard from Israel publicly on this?
Well, I think that they might be speaking with everyone behind the scenes. They're trying to maybe hold back a little bit. I can't speak to their internal politics right now, but they have a lot to lose in all of this because they're just in the epicenter of everything that's going on, especially as it relates to terrorism or if Iran becomes stronger and more emboldened because of this. And so we need to be sure that we're protecting our allies.
Were you surprised that Netanyahu was not able to form a government?
Well, like all countries, they go through cycles and ups and downs. And so I believe that President put it over to Benny Gantz to see if he could form a coalition. Not sure what happens if he doesn't. Maybe it goes back to the president to have elections again. And I guess no country is immune from the ups and downs of politics.
Well, to say the least. The New York Times this morning breaking the story that Ukraine knew of the aid freeze by early August, undermining the Trump claims, so therefore a quid pro quo could have occurred. Mm-hmm. You have thoughts on this?
Well, what I want to say is that no one is above the law, and Congress does have an oversight responsibility. Right now, the House of Representatives is exercising that oversight responsibility. I want them to find the facts, follow the facts and the testimony where they lead. I'll be looking forward to seeing the report that they present to us, and we'll go from there.
Do you think it's inevitable that it's going to end up in the Senate?
I'm not sure. I guess we're going to have to see what they really uncover. So I don't want to predict. I want to see where the facts actually lead them.
You gave a speech this morning to the Senate Democratic Latino Summit. What did you say to them?
Well, I had the honor of introducing Catherine Cortez Masto, of course, our senior senator, first woman senator in Nevada, first Latina in the United States Senate. And so it was my honor and privilege to introduce her, talk about the good things that she's doing, not just now, but as she fought for as attorney general. You know, she was instrumental in helping to combat human trafficking when she was attorney general in the state of Nevada. That's one of the ways I was introduced to her, working with Nevadans for the Common Good, working on that issue. And so she was trying to do things that protected the victims and punished the perpetrators. And she is just tremendous. I'm honored to work with her every day, and I got to introduce her this morning.
So let me ask you then on a broader question then.
Yeah.
Do you think 2020 is the year that the Latin vote really comes out in Nevada? Because it's such a huge base in Nevada now, both north and south.
Yeah, it's about a third of our state.
Right, and yet they have not really exercised their full power yet. But when they do, it's going to make a huge difference in elections in Nevada.
Well, I think when you think about any population, every person has their own anxieties. Some are worried about health care, some worried about the environment, some about immigration, education. We're all parts of robust communities, robust families, going to our church, our kids playing soccer, whatever that is. And so, like everyone across this country, they have all the same concerns. And so I do think that when they turn out, they'll be voting on the things that matter most to them and to their families at the kitchen table. Like I said, education, environment, immigration, certainly health care.
Let's talk about DACA. You are part of an amicus brief mm-hmm. that's going to the Supreme Court. Can you share details of that with us?
Yeah, on November 12th, the Supreme Court is going to hear, I think there are three cases combined that are trying to challenge the executive order that the president made rescinding DACA. And so what we want to do is sign on as members of Congress to support our DACA recipients. You know, there's nearly a million, I believe there's maybe around 800,000 to a million Dreamers. They've come here through no fault of their own. This is the only home that they've ever known. They're United States citizens in their heart in every single way. We need to give them a pathway to citizenship. That's what we signed on to help, and we'll see what happens when the court hears the case on November 12th.
We were chatting before we started taping.
Yeah.
You were talking about over $24 billion worth of projects in southern Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing percentage-wise mm-hmm. A huge amount of projects in northern Nevada
yeah.
as well, plus rural Nevada.
That's right.
You've got Fernley with two now industrial parks that
That's
are
right.
going forward, Yerington, the mine, et cetera.
Everybody wants to be Nevada these days. We
right.
are booming. We are future forward-facing. It's exciting.
Okay, so this is the big question, which
yeah.
is with under 4% unemployment
yeah.
in the country, let alone Nevada, we need workers.
We do.
We also need workers to support people who are on Social Security. I believe the number is 16 people working for every person who's retired.
That's right.
Is there any discussion of any kind in the Senate at this point in time about not necessarily comprehensive immigration reform, which I think in this partisan nature of
mm-hmm.
Congress is impossible at this
mm-hmm.
point in time, but is there any discussion of worker programs, where like the Brasero program that was back in the 60s, where we could get people imported in for working at least, or is there just a metaphoric wall to that as well?
Well, I can tell you that when I was in the House, there was a lot of discussion, especially amongst us, a lot of the members in the Farm Belt, that they have seasonal workers, that they need those to take care of their farms and of their crops. We know that there's hundreds of thousands of technology jobs that are unfilled, that we could use workers for that. We have jobs in the medical field, nurses, physicians. And then we also, like I said, with $24 billion, I believe, in Southern Nevada, and I'm not sure the number, probably in the billions in Northern Nevada as well. Nevada's booming, and we need laborers. And so I think it is important that we promote those ways for people to come here. They create our communities, they build our communities, they make them better, they contribute to our economy.
Agreed on all of that, but I mean, yeah. is any discussion happening in the United States Senate might lead you to think that before the end of 2020, we might have some action on that?
Well, I hope so. Sometimes in election year, things get a little muddied up with all the election rhetoric. But
yeah, just a little.
But because of that, too, I do think that the people who are running, whether it's in the House, in the Senate, or even in their local and statewide elections, when they're seeing what their business communities want, you know, I was nominated one of 13 Democratic senators last time to get the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Spirit of Enterprise Award, because we understand in Nevada that our business can't grow without supporting our communities. And so when all of us go back home from federal work, or if you're state and local governments, you have to listen to your business community, understanding that they have needs and that they can't attract workers unless there's good schools, parks, health care. And so it's a holistic system. And I would hope that when everybody's campaigning, they're paying attention to how their states need to grow and the resources they need to do that.
Is there somebody that you feel in the Senate that would pick up this torch? Because, I mean, you know, when immigration reform happened the last time, and that's mm-hmm, going back mm-hmm. to 1986 when it was finalized, but it started out in 77, that's how long it took, there were people that were carrying the bill at lower levels of the Senate and the House, mm-hmm. and then eventually leadership in both of those houses mm-hmm. took over and got the job done with the help and signing of President Reagan. Do you see anybody who is willing to go down this road, or is it just too difficult at this point?
Well, I think on the Democratic side, all of us are trying to carry that torch. But again, it comes from leadership. It comes from the top. It comes from an understanding of what our communities and our country needs to do to grow and thrive and be successful for the rest of this century. Things like STEM education, building our infrastructure, allowing for robust immigration, one that does protect our borders but does allow pathways to citizenship. And so I just continue to urge our leadership to inspire people to think about a strategic plan moving forward with what we need, and then to begin to ask people to be partners with us to govern in that way.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Jackie Rosen when we come back.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Jackie Rosen. She is the junior senator from Nevada. You're on the Aviation and Space Subcommittee. Mm-hmm. And I've got a few questions for you on mm-hmm. space.
Yeah.
Do you agree with Ted Cruz that the first boot on the ground on Mars should be an American?
Well, I hope that we get to Mars someday. And I think that's a really exciting goal, because we found out I'm a child of I was born in the 1950s, so a child of the 60s, watching that first moonwalk. But I remember as a kid, just you'd be glued to the TV to see that moonshot. It inspired our country. It inspired people to go into science, to go into math, to dream big, reach for the stars. And so I think having a big goal like that, when kids see it, when our country can get behind it, there's so many other things that are invented, and the innovation that comes from having that dream is really terrific. And so I'm not sure when we're going to get to Mars, but the idea of us exploring new worlds, just like the idea of us going down to the bottom of the ocean to find out what's there, I think it really triggers the imagination of young kids and inspires them to take on the new challenges. And I think that's great.
Oh, I do too. And inspiration with the all-women spacewalk,
which
was not the first time. the president got lectured on this from space, but it was the first time that two women had been out on a spacewalk at the same time.
I know,
But inspiring for young girls.
Yes, it is. And so I just think, myself, I was a woman in technology. We didn't even call it technology in the 70s and 80s. Just was interesting to me, problem solving, doing all those things. And so when you can see people like yourself doing something, think, well, they can do it. They're like me. I can do it. And so we can be role models for others, and I think it's wonderful.
All right, change of topics here. Doctors for Nevada for seniors and beyond. Mm-hmm. We've gotten money just recently for Nevada to help with training doctors. The med schools and universities are doing their best. What more can be done? Because obviously this doctor shortage is going to become, and nursing shortage is going to become more and more critical.
We have shortage across the entire medical spectrum, so we're trying to do a few things. And actually, these are good paying jobs. I want to say they're personal, they're hands-on jobs, they're very fulfilling. And even though we're going to use telemedicine and telehealth, you still need a person. There's no substitute for someone holding your hand, looking your eye, asking you how you're feeling, how you're doing, a home visit if you're a homebound senior. And so from physical therapists all the way up to your most experienced surgeon, we need to do that. So we have a few things. On the physician front, we have the Resident Physician Shortage Act. That's going to try to increase Medicare-supported residencies across the country. And those residents would serve new medical schools, one of which we have in southern Nevada, and underserved populations, which we have all across Nevada. Senator Murkowski and I have introduced a bill to increase care workers in the palliative hospice care space. Of course, we know people are living better longer with illness, and so we need to be sure that we have the care providers to help them. So that bill, we're hoping, should be ready to go through committee in just a couple of weeks. So we're trying to do everything we can to promote scholarships, promote training, give incentives to bring people here and expand that, because we all need it.
I was talking to a young man at lunch today.
Yeah.
And he's probably early 20s.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me about Social Security and that he was concerned that it just wasn't going to be there for him, that he needed to have a different financial plan. What do you say to kids that say things like that to you?
Well, I think that we have to protect and plan for Social Security, but I do think that there has to be a financial literacy that all of us have to take a part in for planning for our retirement in addition to our Social Security. It was meant to be a social safety net for folks, and we have shown over the years how important that's been to people throughout the decades that it's been around. So I think we need to continue to shore it up to make sure that it's working fine for everyone, but also teach financial literacy and other ways that our young folks, as they prepare and plan for their future retirement, hopefully if he's in his 20s, maybe 50 years from now, they have supplemental plan for a good retirement.
You know, I remember when the defined pensions went away for the company I was working for, the broadcaster I was working for, back in the 80s, and suddenly it was going to be these IRAs. And I thought, this is not a good plan.
Right.
People are just not educated well enough and would take unnecessary risks and be subject to charlatans who would take their money. And as we move forward now with senior citizens, I think we're heading into a period of time where you're going to see a lot of bankruptcies with senior citizens, and perhaps worse from that, because they are just going to be living on Social Security and that's it.
Well, that's something that we have to really avoid. And so we have to be sure that, like I said, with our seniors now, we have to find every way that we can to protect them from scams. We just recently had a hearing on that. I sit on the aging committee
right.
because seniors are so vulnerable. They answer the phone. They say, oh, your son or grandson is in jail. Well, that's not true, but they get scared and worried, don't tell mom, and they end up wiring somebody money. So we need to be out in all of our senior communities, letting them know, don't click on that link. If you go on the internet, if you don't know the person, if someone calls and they say they're in trouble, call your kids or grandkids and verify it first. So much better. Trying to give them the tools so they don't get taken advantage of. We had a great hearing on that. And then we need to, like I said, with our young folks, our future generation, give them the tools of financial literacy that will supplement Social Security so that they can better plan for what their future is going to be.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Jackie Rosen when we come back.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Jackie Rosen. You're a member of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. Share with me your concerns about domestic terrorism and white supremacy. This was a topic that came up recently. A very scary subject, quite frankly.
A very scary subject. We've had threats in Nevada, recent arrests, threats on synagogues, and swastikas painted on churches. We've had
at UNR.
I was just going to say we've had swastikas painted in dorm rooms at UNR, and so we're fighting this hard. We had a classified briefing just yesterday about this with the FBI, talking about the rise in racially motivated hate crimes, of which anti-Semitism is one. They are through the roof. They have been at the highest numbers that they've ever seen.
Do they give you a cause that you can share with us of why this is happening at this point in time?
Well, what I can share with you, I think that they felt that the rise of social media and the internet, you know, in the past, so if you think maybe 25, 30 years ago, before it was so easy to be on the internet, you probably had to maybe get up, go to somewhere, join something in person, and you had to be eye to eye and be in the room. Well, that no longer applies. So you can be anonymous. You can sign on to lots of information, not good information, sad to say. You can sign on to these sites, join groups on the internet, have total anonymity, and they just really spark hate, they incite violence, and spew hateful rhetoric. And so with the rise of the internet, the dark web, and those things, it just becomes easier for people to do that. They've talked about the social isolation that a lot of people have. Some of it is maybe because of the internet, that people are home more and they're not out as much, and how that changes us, being on our phones or on our iPads or computers. And I think that they felt that was probably one of the big causes.
I spoke to a counselor the other day whose job it is to go out and teach people how to communicate, group communications.
Yes.
But people are so locked into their cell phones now that they no longer know how to answer a phone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the simplest form of communication. Look somebody in the eyes. That's kind of a scary dystopian future we're looking at.
Well, you know, like I said, I always tease the teenagers. I said, you know, you're going to have to learn to answer the phone and talk to people. But the older you get, I hope that it changes, because what you realize when you go through something really exciting, like you're getting married, the birth of a baby, your friend's birthday, there's nothing like being there in person, celebrating and doing all those things. And on the same hand, when somebody's going through something rough, death in the family or illness, there's no replacement for you going to visit. You bring a casserole, you look the person in the eye, you give them a hug. Nothing replaces human touch, human interaction, looking someone in the eye, sharing their pain and sharing their joy. And so I think as we get a little bit older, we realize how much more that matters, and maybe we'll grow up a little bit out of our phones.
I hope you're all right. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch our next Nevada Newsmakers as we continue our coverage from Washington, D.C. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next show.